There we go.
Recording in stereo.
Recording in stereo, recording live from Ramat Beit Shemesh, the group of learned professionals. Like I always like to say, today we're going to hopefully finish up the sugya and move on to the next one. I try to set it up as clearly as possible. So we already saw a couple of things. Number one is that while the Gemara in Makos brings up the case of niskavein laharoges habehema v'haroges haadam, it leaves out niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh as an exclusion from galus. Niskavein laharoges habehema v'haroges haadam, it excludes from galus, but it leaves out the case of niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh. We said this could simply be for a very simple reason, that since this is a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, he didn't want to enter into that because that would be, according to the Chachamim, that would be a pshita, because bar katala who? Most Rishonim, well, I don't know if most Rishonim, but definitely the Rav of his cholik on the Rambam, seems to pass him like the Chachamim. Niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh, it's chayiv. As we saw, the Rambam brings down two things. Number one is, more than two things, but regarding this halacha, he says, "Iskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh." He paskins like Rabbi Shimon, "Potter min ha misa." There's no misas bezdin. That's number one. And number two, he also says, with regard to our halacha, he brings down Iskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh is going to be putter from galus, along with all the karo of lemezid that he puts in that same halacha. Okay, that much. Those are the initial facts. The Rambam, as we're going to see momentarily, gets into niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh in one more area, and that is in the area of kimlei v'derabim. And he says something that seemingly is connected the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It might actually be connected the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but he might have support elsewhere. So what is the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, as we saw, has one. First, it has the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. When the niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh is chayav a potter. That's one machlokes. Then an outgrowth of that machlokes was how do both the Chachamim and Rabbi, that is Rabbi Shimon, understand the psukim in the Torah, im lo yeh ason anoshi anesh, im ason yeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So according to the Chachamim, it's perfect, right? Im ason yeh, if there's a scenario of chiyuv misa, namely, im yeh ason, then the nasata nevesh daras nevesh. Reuven, who tried to kill Shimon, but instead killed the wife, the Isha, he is put to death, because niskavein laharoges zeh v'haroges zeh is chayiv, and therefore nasata nevesh daras nevesh. And as we all know, as opposed to im lo yason and oshianesh, im yason, it's only nasata nevesh daras nevesh, but there will not be any payment based on kimlei for the rabbi day. That's according to the Chacham. But what about Rabbi Shimon? How is he going to learn in Yason v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Not true. According to Rabbi Shimon, if Reuven tries to strike Shimon and kill him, and he kills the Isha, he's not chayiv misa. So there is no v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So that's where he quotes the Rebbe, that what we're talking about is, the Gemara quotes Rebbe, that when it says v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, we do not mean misa for Reuven, who killed the Isha, but rather Reuven has to pay for the killing of the Isha. There is a sort of, the Rishonim talk about a kapara payment, whatever that payment is. But there is a payment, v'nasata nefesh, tachas nefesh. The same way it says, v'nasan biflilim, in the resha of the pasuk. So it says, v'nasata, v'nasan biflilim is referring to anoshe anesh, which is mamo. So too, v'nasata nefesh, tachas nefesh, is also mamo. Alright, we're all there. The Gemara then has the following difficulty, or not necessarily a difficulty, but makes a very strong halachic observation that both the Chachamim and Rebbe, seemingly slash Rebbe Shimon, are in disagreement with Tana Dabei Chizkiya. Or more precisely, Tana Dabei Chizkiya, if you went through the Ran, is, and that's the Lashon HaGemara, is cholek on both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. How is that? Because Tana Dabei Chizkiya says as follows. He says, based on the famous statement, right, this is the Tana Dabei Chizkiya, Make Adam, Make Behema, the Hekesh. The same way by Maka Behema, there's no chiluk bein shogeg lemezid, bein yerida lealiyah, bein iskavein l'sheim iskavein lechayvo mamon, because adam muad laolam by Maka Behema. So too, when it comes to Maka Adam, in terms of the tour of mamon, in a Kim Levi the Rabbim in a situation, we are not kolek being shogeg lemezid, derech yerida, derech aliyah, miskaven sheim miskaven. What's miskaven sheim miskaven? What's that? What is it? Tana Dabei Chizkiya adding? So the Gemara says it must be, can't be talking about shogeg versus mezid because that was already stated. So it must be talking about our case. What does ein miskaven mean? It means we wasn't miskaven for zeh, but rather he was miskaven for zeh. He was miskaven lezeh v'haraget zeh. That's what ein miskaven means. And in that case, where Reuven was miskaven for Shimon and kills someone else, if there is a of mamon there is a ptur, meaning there cannot be any chi of mamon on that ritzicha that was done b'she'eino miskave. How is that Tana Dabei Chizkiya connected both the Chachamim and Rebbe? So it's very simple. Because if you're going with the Chachamim, and there's no, what do you mean, miskaven, ain't miskaven? Miskaven, miskaven, it's the same thing. You chayav misa for that. There's no, obviously, there's no chiddush there. And it's also, Tana Dabei Chizkiya is also cholek on Rebbe. Because he, Tana Dabei Chizkiya says, in ain't miskaven, you do not pay mamon for the Maaser Ritzicha. Yet Rebbe says you pay mamon. Nasata nefesh tachas nefesh is mamon. Got that? Okay, so those are the facts. Believe lumbus. Believe anything but just straight facts. Now, before we dig in, I just want to review. I'm not going to go through all the variations, unless we have time at the end with some nuances. I'm not going to go through all the variations in Rabbi Shimon based on the Havamina gradation, like we did last week. Unfortunately, it's unless I post the or repeat it later sometime, it's not going to be on the why you tired there? But the guys in my shiur said we don't want to be up there unless you audacity some of our stupid comments. Audacity, you know what audacity is? Audacity is that you slice out comments that were made, okay, or comments that I may have made to them in the shiur. So the basic machlokas, when all is said and done on Ayin Tesam and Aleph, is that according to the Chachamim, all that is required for Chiyuv Misa is Kavana L'Ritzicha, and that there be a Maisa Ritzicha, or what we call the Pulas Ritzicha. In order to have a Maisa Ritzicha, it's Chiyuv Misa, you need to have Kavana liritzicha and a pula ziritzicha. You have both. You have both. Right? I'm not going to have a kavana for the pula ziritzicha, but you have a kavana liritzicha and you have a pula ziritzicha. Fuse them together, put them together. You got a whole nice ziritzicha that says that Reuven, who was discovering Laharagis Shimon, the Haragis Levi, is going to be Chayiv Misa. Masha ain't came. Rabbi Shimon, what he holds, is based on Xeris HaKasar, that for, now we're going to try to be a little more precise than, even more precise. We were pretty precise last week, on Monday, even more precise, that Rabbi Shimon has a requirement that there is not only seemingly kavana lefulas ritzicha, you need to have also kavana le nirtzach, the personality of the nirtzach. That is, there has to be a premeditation to kill that personality. So much so, right, as the Gemara said, even if he was niskaven leharagis Reuven, and Reuven happened to be his twin brother Shimon, and there was actually a kavana for the entity of the ritzicha, that would also not be a ritzicha that is chayiv misa according to Rabbi Shimon, because you need to have kavanas hanirtzach, the nirtzach, not the chepsa of the nirtzach, the personality, the guy. That has to be kavana for that. Let me ask you a question before we even move vital. Is Rabbi Shimon saying that kavana l'nirtzach is something that is fundamental to the Maaser Ritzicha itself? Or is it a halacha in being chayav misa for the Ritzicha? What would you say the pashtus? The Pashtus. What? No Pashtus? Yeah, in other words, unless we had some reason to make some type of jump, because we're not going to make this Xeris HaKosov that is requiring premeditation of the Nirtzach, something that's crucial for it being a Maaser Ritzicha. However, we're going to see that although Pashtus that are going to be those that agree with Rabbeinu Glantz, maybe, and maybe more than maybe, we might have to go even a step further, as we'll see down the line. But namely, somehow, the kavanas hanirtzach might be critical in this being a ma'aser tzibah. The Gemara only said the town of Bechizkiah is not cholik on. Town of Bechizkiah is cholik on the Chachamim and Rebbe. But what about the Chachamim? And what about Rebbe? Are they cholik on Tana de Bechizkiah? So Rishonim all point out that the Chachamim, there's no reason to assume that the Chachamim disagree with Tana de Bechizkiah. They just, you know, don't have to go ahead and make this limud of miskavein l'shein miskavein. But in terms of the etzem principle of Tana de Bechizkiah, that even in a shogeg you would be what? You would be potter. There's no reason in the world to assume that Chachamim would disagree with that. Just an unnecessary limud when it comes to l'shein miskavein. Right? In fact, the Gemara of a Feirish in Ksuvis. We did this in Eil Naris. When did we learn Eil Naris? 3 years ago? 4 years ago? We saw in Eil Naris. The Gemara says, Les man de polig. Everyone, is there anyone, right? In the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish. By Chayve Mises Shoyigin V'Dover Acher. Les man de polig, Gemara says, everyone holds like Tana Bechizkiah. Who's cholik on him? No one's cholik on Tana de Bechizkiah. So, definitely the pasta Chachamim would be with Tana de Bechizkiah. In fact, what about Rebbe? The Gemara in Ksuvah said, as we've shown him, as you all saw in the Ran, I don't know if you saw it, I didn't have you see Tosus because the Ran really, you know, put it all together, especially with my little comments there. Put it all together. But L'chaira Rebbe also should agree with Tana de Bechizkiah. Problem is, it's very difficult to say that Rebbe agrees with Tana de Bechizkiah. The Tana de Bechizkiah says that you don't pay for when in a case of the Skavin Lezev Vahara Gezeh. And Rebbe says you do. So, L'chaira, he is cholik. So, some Rishonim, and the Ran brings this up initially, say, maybe in Echidami, maybe Rebbe is cholik on Tana de Bechizkiah. It's just that when the Gemara says, in Ksuvis, when the Gemara says in Ksuvis, no one argues Tana de Bechizkiah, we're talking about on a Amoraim level, because Tashas, we hold like a Chachamim, and therefore, everyone agrees. Everyone within the Chachamim, everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkiah. And maybe in a chinami, Rebbe's cholik. But then he says, no, not so pashut. It could very well be that Rebbe, right, agrees with the Tana de Bechizkiah as well. How? And this is going to start, we're going to say what he says, and then we're going to try to analyze it. So, the Ran quotes Tosfos on the Daf. The Rebbe could also agree with Tana de Bechizkiah. Ah, Tana de Bechizkiah says, "Skaven haragazev, haragazev, you potter from mamon, so you shouldn't have to pay for the dmei isha." And Rebbe says, "You have to pay for the dmei isha." So, no, because Rebbe agrees with the fundamental principle of Tana de Bechizkiah. Namely, that if you have a Maisa, Mechayev Misa, and, or not necessarily even Mechayev, a Maisa of Misa, Maisa Ritzicha, a Maisa Malacha, a Maisa of Misa, that is simultaneous with, fused with, a Maisa Mechayev Mamon, there's not going to be any Chiyuv Mamon. Again, what's the Chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiah? The Chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiah is that if you just had a principle of Kimle with Ramine, you might think that it's a halacha in the Chiyuv Misa. That if you have a Chiyuv Misa, you can't have a Chiyuv Mamon. You might have thought it's the Nyonesh. But even if you say, the Maze, you could say, the Chiyuv Misa is no Chiyuv Mamon. Tazbe Chizkiya comes and says that when you have a Misa of Misa, along with a Misa Mechayiv Mamon, the Misa of Misa eradicates, stifles the Misa Mechayiv Mamon, so it doesn't produce a Chiyuv Mamon. That principle, which is just known as Chayvei Mises Shogegin V'Davar Acher, Rebbe agrees with. That's the fundamental principle of Tanabe Chizkiya that is thrown around Shas. Tanabe Chizkiya himself, okay, takes this a step further, or understands maybe Kimle, as we're going to see in a second, maybe means in a little different way, but it, Tanabe Chizkiya goes a step further and he says, not only are you putter for mamon when there is an adjacent, simultaneous Maisa Mechayiv mamon. Let's spell it out. Let's give an example. Classic Kimle Ramine, you go ahead and you burn, Reuven goes in and burns Shimon's bush on Shabbos and doesn't know that that's Malacha. Doesn't know that it's Shabbos. So he's putter from the Chiyuv Misa. But there's a Maisa Malacha going on, a Maisa Misa, together with a independent Maisa Mechayev Mamon of Hezek. So that everyone agrees. Rebbe as well. Here it's different, the Ran tells us to point out. Where is Tanabe Chizki is adding another nuance that's where Rebbe's Cholik. Not in his core principle of coming to Ramine working the Misa Shoyigin. But in our case, in the Pasuk, where Reuven tries to kill Shimon and kills the Isha, so according to Rebbe, there's payment for the Isha. According to Tanabe Chizkiya, there isn't. But that doesn't go against the core principle of Tanabe Chizkiya, which is quoted without Shas. Why? Let's analyze it. Because there, that's payment for what? The Maisa Ritzicha itself. That's the kapara, if you will, or the onesh, or whatever the chiyuv is. That's an outgrowth of the Maisa Ritzicha. The concept of Tanabe Chizkiya and Kol HaTorah Kula says nothing about whether or not you'd have to pay for the Isha. That's only here in this Tanabe Chizkiya Limud, where he's adding in his understanding of Makya, other Makya Behema, that you can never pay Mamon when there's a what? When there's a Hakas Ritzicha, Maisa Ritzicha. That's another step that Rebbe doesn't obviously buy into. The question is, what's the fundamental machlokes here? Like, it seems like Tanabe Chizkiya, not learning two halachas here, right? It's one halacha. Makeh Behema and Makeh Adam. Again, you could say, oh no, it's two different, totally different concepts. As you see, Rebbe obviously is machalik between the two. Two totally separate concepts that's being learned out of the pasuk. That you don't pay for mamon when you never pay for mamon when you do a ritzicha. So, anyone have an idea? Or too bombarded? Too bombarded here? Yeah, in other words, Tanabe Chizkiya seems to not only say what is quoted in his name, in Kol HaTorah Kula, namely that this idea of Chayvei Misa Shogegin V'Davar Acher, when you have a Maisa of Misa and a Maisa of Mamon together, the Maisa of Misa stifles, eradicates, destroys the Maisa of the Chayev Mamon. He goes a step further to say that even the Maisa Ritzicha can't itself produce a chi of mamon when, right, he's not chai of misa, mainly in the case of niskave le harog es ruvein v'harog es ha'isha. That's what Talmud Bechizkiah says. Rebbe makes a split. He says, in terms of the isha, she can pay for that. Torah says you pay for that. That is not paradoxical with contradicting the core principle of Talmud Bechizkiah and Kol Torah Kula, which says if you have a maisa of misa and a maisa of chayav mamon, such as let's say malacha and hezek, a maisa of malacha and a maisa of hezek, and the maisa of malacha wipes out the maisa of hezek. And you can still say, it's just here, the Torah is telling you, you pay for the maisa ritzicha. That doesn't go against Talmud Bechizkiah's kimler the rabbi concept. So what I'm asking is, what do you think is driving Talmud Bechizkiah, like here? Like, we'll call Talmud Bechizkiah who goes all the way. We'll call it local Talmud Bechizkiah, right? Who goes even further. And what we're calling global Talmud Bechizkiah, which is a Kimmel Derami Nehelach. You have an idea?
It's like something that has potential for a few of Misa just can't be Machayev Mamon. Like, that potential onus is there. That
I agree with you, but I'd say it even better. In other words, that what Talmud Bechizkiah ultimately holds is, and this was something that we learned, you know, all over the place in Ksuvus, is that what really is happening in Kimmel Yidraim, even when you have two Meisim. The shot is that the cost of the simultaneity, remember all the Tzirufim you used to have? The cost of the simultaneity, they don't happen at the same time, right? And there were other Mitzarfim as well, you don't say Kimmel Yidraim, but it's really saying they become one. So therefore, Talmud Bechizkiah's vision really is that a Maisa Ritzicha can't produce a Chiyav Mamon, period. And that is the halacha of Kimmel Domini as well. Because what happens is, when you have a Maisa, right, when you have a Maisa, Mechayev of Misa, and a Maisa Mechayev of what? Of Mamon, a Maisa of Misa, and a Maisa Mechayev of Mamon that are simultaneous, Talmud Bechizkiah basically says, the Maisa Mechayev and Misa is Tafel and Batel and becomes one with this Maisa Misa, because the Maisa Misa is the overwhelming Maisa here. So the Maisa of Mammon basically just gets enveloped in it. So the ultimate concept really is that the Maisa of Misa, a Maisa Misa, a Maisa Retzicha, a Maisa Malacha, a Maisa whatever, right? And normally with Mechayev Misa can't produce a Chiyav Mamon. So therefore, when he's discovering the Ruvein, Bahara Gezisha, the core concept of the Chizkiah is Mamon cannot be produced from a Maiser Zicha. Now you can understand, you know, Lo Sikhu Kaifer, Le what? It is. It is, but what it's basically saying is that because they become one, I wouldn't say it gets enveloped, but because they become fused, it's called fused. So the concept is that the Maisa of Misa can't produce the Chiyav Mamon.
Why?
Well, why? I'll tell you. Wait, what?
Right.
No, but that's what you learn. That's what he's learning out from Makia Adam Makia Vehenah. That's his limud. His limud of Makia Adam and Makia Vehenah. That is the total Kimlei with the Ravine principle. And what is it? What's the basic idea? And you can't be Chayim Mamon from a Maaser Tzicha. That's the principle. By the way, I just want to point out one thing. The Ran went a step further. Do you know that the Ran, basically, that's why it was very important, the Ran at the end, he asks, before we get to that one Nakuda, just I just want to finish up the idea, But obviously, Rebbe makes a split. And Rebbe says two different halachas. One is that a maisa mechayev misa knocks out a maisa mechayev woman. Not that a maisa misa can't produce a chayev mama. They have different visions. But I just want to show you something. It's fascinating. The Ran goes and he asks, at the end of the day, so how does Tanya Beit Chizkiyah understand the psukim of in Lo Yason Anoshe Anesh? In Yason, he's not like a Chachamim, then Tanya Nefesh doesn't make sense in a literal sense. He's not learning like Rabbi. Tanya Nefesh doesn't mean you have to pay Mama. Do you see what he says? It's an unbelievable thing. He says, he's not learning Kim Larry Ramine at all. But we always envision as the source for Kim Larry Ramine of Ason, right? Lo Ye Ason, Anoshi Anesh, Im Ye Ason, Tanadev Zachazevich, the Gemara and Subas, this is the source for Kim Larry Ramine, and Tanadev Cheskiel is just another, you know, layer on top of it, which is what obviously Rebbe's saying and everything. Chizkiyah, all he has is Makkah or Makkah Beimu. You know what that pasuk is talking about? He says, you look at it inside, he says, the pasuk there is talking where the man is trying to punch, Reuben is trying to punch Shimon. But Shimon is not going to be killed by his punch. He's another man. It's a hakah she'ein ba kidei lahamis. And what ends up happening, he misses who? He misses Reuven and he kills the Isha. So he says, the reason why v'nasata never zachadesh, you pay there, is because it's not a maisa ritzicha. It's a maisa hezek. Because it wasn't a hakah kedei misa. Listen to this. V'tirets arbeo davidal v'chizki alo svira leidim v'alaz dama v'dimatsa shem misa hakosu. Not talking about a maisa misa ritzicha in that pasuk of v'lo yason v'im yason. Shalohaya kidei lahamis ba'akaso. The akas didn't have enough to kill. Ulefichah kishenerga aisha pata aleh kidin niskavin la'akaso al-masnav shalohaya ba kidei lahamis. The potter. If someone tries to go ahead, right? If you saw in the Mishnah there, try to go ahead and punch someone in his loins and he doesn't have enough to kill him, okay, but he hits him in the heart. The dead of Shad is the way he's understanding. It's not a Maiser Tzicha. Not a Maiser Tzicha. That's what he says. The Kevah Shalaya Bagdeva Hamish Shechayi L'Shamein L'Yarshav Kedin Wat Kedin Mazik. Do you know what's coming out? That according to Chizkiyah, there's only one limit for Kimlev Ramine. Makya Adam or Makya Behema is the limit for both Kimler the Ramine and the limud for you don't pay for the Isha. It's one halacha that a Maiser Ritzicha cannot produce a Chiyav Mama. The concept is because Kimler the Ramine, the Maiser become fused. So the idea is that now this Maiser would be producing a Chiyav Mama. That's the same halacha as not paying for the Isha. Because the Maiser Ritzicha cannot pay. There's no Mama. There's no Chiya Mama. By the way, you ask me why for a lot of problems, you know, psukim like that, right? You know, there's no kofar. Right? You know, there's no monetary kofar for a man's killing. The only thing you have is what? Is galus. Lo sikhu kofar. Right? The guy who wants to come and he wants to get off the hook. I'm just, you know, darshaning a little bit here. and wants to get off the hook from Gullus is a lav. Okay? But regardless of the philosophy, that's clearly what how the Chizkiyah is saying. Masha'en Kein, what Rebbe's saying, right, is that there's two halachas. There's two halachos. Right? There's the halacha. Right? And according to the Chachamim as well. There's two halachas. There's the halacha of Kimlei B'Derabminei, which if you go with, even with the limud of what we call the global Tarda Bechizkiyah, which is the core limud in Kimlei B'Derabminei, it's halacha that the Maisa Mechayev Misa, right, basically overshadows, wipes out. I'm doing all the hakiras that we might have had back then in Tzuvit. Stifles, inhibits. All right, the reason why I'm using all these lashonos of wiped out, because nafkamina might be, is there a chi of misa? Is there a chi of mamam b'day shamayim? So you might say that the maisa wipes out the other maisa, and then there wouldn't be even a chi of mamam b'day shamayim, chi of mamam b'day shamayim l'nezikin. Or maybe it just inhibits the judicial chiyuv because, you know, they are, you know, the maisa, misa sort of, okay, envelops the maisa of mamam, but doesn't wipe it out. That's the yisayit. Oh. Now we come to the whole reason why we're doing this sugya. Okay, nice. I mean, it's a great sugya. It's a great sugya, but that's not why we're doing it. I don't normally go on tangents, but this is a very, very important tangent that's going to bring us back to the sotos that we've already set up last week. Watch the following deadly problems in the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam, as we said, paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And he also states beferish that in the case of the skavil haragazeh v'haragazeh, even though he's not chayav nisa, he's also potter from gullus, as it's a karov l'mezid. Put that aside for a second. The Rambam also paskins like Tana de Bechizkia. What does he say? In Halacha Hey, you want to read it, Dr. Stern? Halacha Hey in Hilchas Chayvelu Mazik? Correct? If a man goes ahead, someone goes ahead and he kills a woman, even if he kills that woman b'shogeg, he's pater klum. No tashlum for her, and he doesn't pay anything. He doesn't pay for the vlados. Go to the next halacha. Whoa. Comes the Rambam, and the Rabbi goes crazy on him, and he says, what do you mean, you're passing the Tana Bechizkiyah? And now you're telling me that in a case of the Skavein Laharagazeh, Yechayev B'dmei Vlados? What's the pshat? There's no one like that in the Gemara. Right? Who is that? Who says that? Right? So I had you see a Gemara in Baba Kama. I don't know if you saw it, but an unbelievable Gemara in Baba Kama. Listen to this Gemara in Baba Kama. Rashi learns this Gemara in a certain way, but all the Rishonim go crazy. But the Grizz points out, this is Gufa Shita's Rambam. The way the Pashas HaGemara and what Rashi says there as well. Don't have the Baba Tama here. I'll read it from the in the Grizz, basically. Gemara is talking there, making a contrast between, that wants to know why there's a separate pasuk that has to say the Baal HaShor Naki. The owner of the shore is going to be Naki, doesn't have to pay for the Mei Vlados. Why do you need that? Okay? So, the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk, you have a limit of Anashim, below Shvarim. So Gemara says, look at this Gemara. Amar Rav Ada Barava. Anoshin ki niskav nuzela zeh. Men, when they're niskaving Reuven going after Shimon. Afa gab sheyesh ason beisha, even though there is ason with the isha, yeyanshu. Hear this? Anashim ki niskavnu zelazeh. Afa gab sheyesh ason beisha, yeyanshu. Ki niskavnu leisha atzma. But if there was kavana to the isha atzma, then lo yeyanshu. Who is that statement? That's the Rambam, right? Rashi, in explaining this, says as follows. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. He says, you know what's going on here? Rav Ada Barava, number one, is postulating like Rabbi Shimon, but he's also rejecting Tanna Bei Chizkiya. So only Rishon go crazy. Okay, when I say Pasuk like Rabbi Shimon, even that, you know, because you're telling Tanna Bei Chizkiya? Everyone says that what? That you hold like Tanna Bei Chizkiya? You reject Tanna Bei Chizkiya? So, most answer, you know, Eina Chinami. Gemara then goes on and he quotes a statement. Who quotes this? The Gemara goes on and brings Rav Chagai Midroma, who brought a brisa to support this. So comes the Grizz and he says something fascinating that explains the Rambam. I don't know, he doesn't really address Rashi, but I think he's explaining Rashi as well. And he says, there's no rejection of Tanna Bei Chizkiya here. Not a rejection of Tanna Bei Chizkiya. You want to be the chavin to what he said?
It's a rejection in this one case.
In this case, but what's the lumdus? Go back to something I said earlier in the shiur. The first thing I said in the shiur, where you said there's a certain pshat, but maybe, and I said maybe that's not the pshat. What do you want to say?
There's no
mice. Ain't it right? In other words, Rav Ada Barava, the Rambam, and Rashi as well, when he says he doesn't like Tanna Bei Chizkiya, he means the Tanna Bei Chizkiya of our Gemara in Sanhedrin, but not the Tanna Bei Chizkiya of Kol HaTorah Kula. You know what Rav Ada Barava is rejecting? He's rejecting the notion of our Gemara. Our Gemara assumes Kal V'Chomer. If you're going to be potter by Shogeg, by a Meiser Ritzicha B'Shogeg, Kal V'Chomer, some Rishonim say. You're going to be potter by Niskavin, Laharagazev, Laharagazev. You're trying to kill someone. You're like, ooh, Kal V'Chomer. Right? That's what our Gemara says. No. Rather, I said no. Niskavin laharagazeh, laharagazeh, Rabbi Shimon. Remember, it's Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe in the Gemara. But Rabbi Shimon himself, if you understand Rabbi Shimon, I'm explaining the Grizz doesn't go this far, but I think that's the Pshat and the Grizz. If you understand That you need to have kavana for the nirtzach in order for there to be a maaser ritzicha. So then the idea of kimle d'rabbinei is not going to apply, because what's the idea of kimle d'rabbinei? That when you have a maaser ritzicha, it either squelches, eradicates, wipes out the maaser b'chayav mamon. But if you say diskavein l'harag gezeh, there's no maaser ritzicha, because for maaser ritzicha you require it being directed at the nirtzach. By the way, kavanat ha-nirtzach doesn't mean, like, you know, kavanah, like, it could still be a shogeg. You didn't have kavanah there. Kavanah means that your mice is directed, right, at the nirtzach. So if your mice is not directed at the nirtzach, that personality, it's not a mice ritzicha. That's va'arev love. That is Rabbi Shimon Dalacha. That's the pshat. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. He holds the Talmud Bechitzki, so when you kill the Isha B'shogeg, you put him from Dvei Vlados. But what? But. Woo! But. When it's a skavit, a haragazev, that's not even a Maaser Ritzicha, therefore you're going to be chayiv in Dvei Vlados. How the Rambam and Rav Adda learned the psukim of Eloye Ason, if we have time, I'll tell you. If not, Rashi spells it out. Rashi gives another way of learning the psukim of Eloye Ason. Eloye Ason is referring to the man. Okay? You'll I ain't shum. The reason why I'm not doing that right now is I want to make sure we come to we still haven't come to why I'm doing this all. The big, big problem is, you say, oh, there's no Maaser Ritzicha. So in a sense, it's weaker than Shogeg, right? So how can the Rambam say that the reason why you're putter from Gullis in Niskavein laharagizeh vaharagizeh is because it's Karov L'mezes? That's mashma that it's Shogeg plus. Say you putter from what? You putter from Gullus because there's no Maaser Ritzicha. Not because it's Karov L'mezes. So it seems to be a shlug of the Grizz. The Grizz is not dealing with this issue. And it seems to be a shlug of the Rambam. We're in trouble now. We need to now go revamp the Rambam and Chovel. Mazik, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Are we in trouble? He's pretty deadly.
Amazing. It has to do with your like personal blame.
It's not for Ritzicha? You're not going to Gullus for Ritzicha? I was a bad mazik. I was a bad this. I'm going to go to Gullus? You need Ritzicha. It's for Ritzicha. You're attacking this much too frontally. You got to go back into our initial breakdown of a Maaser Ritzicha, of a Maaser Ritzicha, a Maaser Aveira de Ritzicha, of a Maaser Ritzicha. What makes up a Maaser Ritzicha? What? We said, if you remember, there's the Pula Saritzicha, there's the Chepsa Deritzicha, there's the time, right? You might also, it might need time. So we talked about how the Shogeg in different aspects. You remember the Ramban? The Ramban had said that even if you hold that Omer Mutter is what? Is Chayiv Chatas. Is Chayiv Chatas in Kol HaTorah Kula? It's Karov L'mezid when it comes to what? It's Karov L'mezid when it comes to Ritzicha by Gullus. I even said back then, even if you hold Omer Mutter is onus. Right? The Ramban Svara might still be that you're wild, you're putter from Gullus because it's Karev Lemezid. You know why? Because the whole halacha of Gullus is telling you whether you have a pulas ritzicha that is what? That is b'shogeg. And now I'm taking the Ramban a step further. See, according to the Ramban, you still need to have a ma'aser ritzicha. What I'm suggesting is that according to the Rambam, okay, you could be chayiv gullus even if you don't have a ma'aser ritzicha, as long as you have a pulas ritzicha. The only reason why you're putter here is because this pulas ritzicha, the mistake, the error in judgment is karav l'mezid. But otherwise, you'd be chayiv gullus. I think this is pshat. This is pshat. Okay? And it's so fundamental as we go on, because almost all the cases, except for when the Gemara was talking about Omer Mutter, are getting into this mistake and error in judgment and, you know, messing up of the, you know, you messed up in your pula, right? You have bad aim, this, that. You didn't take precautions. All in the what? All in the pulas haratzicha. That is the yisoid, okay, I believe in the Rambam. So it comes out a fascinating thing. That when it comes to Kimlei with the Rambam, if you look at this on a balabatish level, it's a pliatsuma. When it comes to Kimlei with the Rabamine, right? The Skavin Laharagazeh is a zero compared to Shogeg. We're talking in terms of the Maiser Ritzicha. The halachic Maiser Ritzicha. We're talking about halachic mechanism of the Maiser Ritzicha. But when it comes to Gullus, right? You were trying to say, it has to do with the kapara for the yet. But what does that mean if it's not a lachik ma'aser ritzicha? Because there is this notion of a pulas ritzicha, even if it's not ma'aser ritzicha. It's part of the makeup of a ma'aser ritzicha, and that's what you are going to Gullus for. That's what you're going to Gullus for. You were involved in this pulas ritzicha. You even see Rishonim, you know, talk about, Rishonim both. On a Tamei Mitzvahs level, you know, if you look in the Chino, the idea of just having a kapara for just like the Yizalashon, sometimes we show the Lashon of the Misa happened al Yado. It's a very strange Lashon. And the Misa happened al Yado. That's like, what do you mean you're a Tzayach? You know, because the word is that you did a Pulas Ritzicha. It came from you, he died. You go to Gullus. Just here, this pulas ritzicha was karav l'mezid, and therefore you're potter from gullus, not because there is no ma'aser ritzicha, but because it's a pulas ritzicha karav l'mezid. Shkayach. Go weiter. Little glance. I need your help. So you didn't daven yet, did you? Oh, okay. Just a second.